And it's time once again for our weekly segment. It's called Your Life Matters with clinical social worker Dr. Beth Plachetka from Safe Harbor Counseling. And Dr. Beth speaks. Dr. Plachetka, good morning. How are we today?
I'm great, Mike. How are you?
Doing good. We are closing in on Mother's Day, and we're going to be focusing on that as our topic for today.
Yeah, and I bet I don't have to remind many listeners, because the cards have been out, and there's lots of reminders to that Mother's Day is coming up. I have an opinion on everything, and usually expressing it or finding what I think about it is not hard. I really think this is an important topic, and I really had a hard time thinking about what I wanted to say and how I wanted to reflect. I'd start it and stop it and start it and stop it. So finally I thought, okay, I'm going to approach this like a therapist, because that's what I am. And we use a phrase, therapists do, called use of self. We pay attention to not only how our clients are feeling about something, but how that topic causes us to feel, so we can use that. So I thought, okay, what's going on inside of me? And I thought, okay, it's not because I didn't get along with my mom. It's not because, my kids and I don't get along. It's not relationship stuff. But then I realized there's so many people listening, and it's not the same for any two people.
Right.
With each child, the relationship is different, let alone each mother and exponentially all the people that are out there. So I thought, okay, what can we say that actually might be true for everybody? So I think the uniqueness. It's in our DNA. It's the way we're born a certain way. Our mothers are born a certain way.
Yeah.
Our birth order, the social economic status, our cultural personality, what decade you were born in affects how we relate to our mother. And, and our moms had moms and they were affected by them too. So it kind of all trickles down.
Yeah, sure does. Yeah.
You probably see this with all the moms that are in your life. So what we know is that relationship with our moms really begins long before we're born. From the moment of conception, we travel with her, we hear her. If she gets sick, it affects us a little bit. We hear her voice. It's always there. And after we're born, typically, at least initially, she's the one who is feeding us and changing us and all that kind of stuff, and who influences what we become. Now, it's a hard topic because not everyone has the same experience.
Right.
It's not all peaches and cream and roses and sunshine. Some feel very loving and warm toward their mother, and some are like angry at their mother, and some are distant and some are different. Some have lost their moms.
Sure.
They live far away, or they've died or remarried or something. Some want to celebrate and some just can't wait.
Right.
It's kind of how it goes. So as I was sitting there, I thought, okay, let's take it a step further. If we are comfortable where we are right now, that is in part with a relationship, good, bad, or indifferent, with the persons who raised us. And at this moment, because it's Mother's Day, we're talking moms. How did we become what we are? Well, we're using the relationship. If I liked the way my mother did it, I'm imitating that.
Yeah.
If I didn't, I'm doing something different.
Yeah.
And if I don't like what I'm doing in myself, then I have the opportunity to change. That's a wonderful thing about being an adult and having mothers. And we want to incorporate that into how we treat our mothers. All these opportunities with our moms have the potential to be gifts if we use them to understand ourselves and to interact with other people and with our mothers in respectful, supportive ways. So, my wish, And for Mother's Day, it's not that you go and you make up something that didn't exist or, emphasize something that did or choose this as the time to have a family fight, but to accept the relationship you had or have with your mom, imitate the things that you benefit from that make you a stronger, better person, avoid the aspects of the relationship that caused you to question yourself or feel awkward.
Sure.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
If we accept, and this is the greatest gift that we can give ourselves, accept our reality, what we lived through, both good and bad, with a grateful attitude, that builds our character and resilience. And it helps us to build and develop good relationships now. So then you can decide what you want to do with your mom. And moms don't need to think that they're being judged. I don't feel judged depending on how my kids respond to me on Mother's Day. That's that this is their life, this is how they do it. We want to keep that in perspective. This is one cultural day with a lot of stress and expectations, and everybody does the best they can do.
Yeah, and you try to just keep building and improving generation to generation. You mentioned, you know, taking the positives you got from your experience with your mom and then bringing those when you become a mom yourself, maybe improve on a couple things and then pass that on down. And every generation, ideally, theoretically, would be a, you know, each mom gets better and better as they go.
Well, and I find that once you become a mom, you also think, oh, maybe that's why they did that, you know? So, you know, yeah, it's, so I'm being very honest with our listeners. It's a really very deeply personal topic, and I hope everybody is able to enjoy the day.
Yeah, let's hope so indeed. Hopefully you've enjoyed the segment as well. As we've run out of time for today's show, remember, you can join us every Monday at the same time for Your Life Matters. It's with clinical social worker Dr. Beth Plachetka from Safe Harbor Counseling, and Dr. Beth Speaks. Find out more, including some resources tied into today's topic and many others, at safeharboril.com. We'll see you next week.